Or like, you know, negative news. Like, real quick, email. You know, how much negative email can you get on your company from other distributors? It comes in all the time. This person didn't do the meeting right. The company's wrong about this. The company's wrong about that. Don't even read it. Delete it.
Yeah.
Only pass along the good stuff. What else?
Well, think of the diet you feed yourself as the most important thing. And by diet, I should say diets, because I'm talking about the diet for your body, mind, and soul. A lot of you listening are in health programs, so you're taking your multivitamins and your protein shakes and whatever, and you're still very unhealthy. I do a lot of seminars for a lot of health companies where I speak. I'm the featured speaker at the convention, and I say, you know what? I never took any of these products in this company, and I'm healthier than three-quarters of the people here because they're really overweight, or they're smoking cigarettes, they're drinking alcohol, they're, you know, putting a lot of toxins in their body. So, you know, let's say you're not in a health company. You still got to do your health, because how are you going to have breakthroughs if your body is betraying you? So look at what you feed your body. Eat, you know, and I'm not saying you have to do nothing but eat tofu burgers and sing kumbaya and whatever. You can go to, there's health supermarkets now like Whole Foods and Wild Oats and places where you can buy soda that tastes good. It doesn't have sugar and caffeine in it. You can get rice cream instead of ice cream. You can get non-dairy products. You can get where they have buffets where they make beautiful vegetarian food and food with whole wheat pasta instead of white pasta and whole wheat breads instead of, and you know, white bread that is just like poison to you. You know, get away from the sugar and the caffeine and that stuff. Look at what you feed your soul. You know, have you found somewhere you got a spiritual connection? And do you meditate? Do you do yoga, tai chi? Have you found things that nourish that? And then, of course, the diet you feed your mind, whether you're reading. And, of course, the books, just to recap, you know, Think and Grow Rich, As a Man Thinketh, The Magic of Thinking Big, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. These are all just the most delicious buffets you could feed your mind with.
Mm-hmm. And again, books, they're like $5, $10. I mean, it's not something you can't afford. It's simply the choice to go pick it up or not to go pick it up. So you're saying increase your awareness, your consciousness, your prosperity, not just income prosperity, but prosperity consciousness includes health prosperity.
All of that.
Mental prosperity. And if you're lacking on some of those, then you're wondering, why is my check not doubling, tripling this year or quadrupling this year? This might be the cause. And most likely, I believe, it is the cause.
So when you change the consciousness, give you an idea. Church yesterday, we gave 100 people. We asked for volunteers. We got 100 people volunteered. They didn't know what they were volunteering for. When they put up their hand, we gave them an envelope. When they opened the envelope, they got a letter in there and a $100 bill. Now, their mission, if they choose to accept it, is to go out and do something good with that $100. And then we want them to come back and tell us. And we're going to post it on the website and talk about it at the services. And we're going to see how much we can multiply this $10,000, which we used as the seed money, into the good we could create around the world. And I just happened to be doing a prosperity seminar in the afternoon after that. And so what I challenged them with, you know, I said, now, a lot of you are sitting here right now thinking, what good are you going to be able to do with your $100? Well, of course, 100 people laughed because that's exactly what they were thinking about right then. And I said, but have you thought about what's the good, you know, the good you're going to do with the other 20 or 30 or $50 million that God wants to give you? But, of course, they weren't thinking about that because they're thinking about the $100 because they don't have the big prosperity window open. I just think in more zeros than a lot of people. I say, well, if $100 is good, $1,000 is bad. $1,000 is good, but it's about $100,000. And I said, 100,000, what about 100 million? It's just more zeros. Mm-hmm. So you, and that goes with health, relationships, all areas of your life. You start to develop the consciousness. And you and I were talking about this in the car the other day, how we used to. And both of us discovered Nordstrom clothes at the same time. And we talked about how great those are. Now, of course, I'm onto Borelli shirts and Canali and Zanella and what's his name? Zania, and Art is getting all this stuff custom made in Hong Kong. And yeah, I remember when I first paid $265 for a pair of shoes was mind-blowing to me because I used to pay that much for a car. And that car better last for 3 years. That was before I discovered, Testoni shoes at $1,000 a pop, handmade, custom one at a time. Your consciousness changes. So all of a sudden, you're at a consciousness where at one point in your life, you say a house should cost $200,000. At another point in your life, you think an oil painting should cost $200,000, which goes in one wall in one room of your house. And of course, there's people who's, and I'm a piker. I'm a piker in this sense. I mean, I think of people who buy paintings for $52 million. So, it's all where your consciousness takes you. How much are you willing to let God give you? That's what I believe it is.
Interesting. So, is there a baby step that people take? I mean, say they, $400 for a shirt, that's just outrageous. They're thinking they're driving your car saying, "What? Well, that's crazy. Granny's just ostentatious. That's just stupid. That's throwing away money." These are thoughts that I might have had, or I did have maybe 8 years ago, thinking,
And I had too.
I get a Nordstrom shirt. I thought, "Hey, I spent $100. I found that shirt, and it was, I touch it now, and I can't wear it. Not because I'm a snooty person, or I'm, it's just changed. My prosperity conscience has changed." But what do you say when, I mean, I'm sure that a lot of people listening to this are just thinking, "Hey, you're crazy." I
You're
mean, this,
crazy
you're just crazy talk.
until you've seen it. And when you buy a Borelli shirt with that extra long tail so it doesn't hang out and look sloppy, and they've got mother of pearl buttons, and every seam is hand sewn, and every buttonhole is hand finished, and the material is just extra, and you suddenly realize this really is, or you wear a pair of Testoni shoes, and you see the craftsmanship and the way they feel in your feet and the comments people tell you realize, yeah, there really is a higher quality. And now, does it make sense to spend $400 on a shirt if you're making $12,000 a year? No. But why are you making $12,000 a year? So, well, that's my job, and I don't have a high school education, and I got a cheap boss in it. Well, who manifested all that? You did, including your cheap boss. So why don't you manifest something bigger, bolder, daring, imaginative? The only limit is how big do you want to go? And that all goes back to consciousness.
Right. And it all goes back to making a simple decision as soon as you finish listening to this tape. Will I not watch the news tonight on television?
When I tell you what, I just was counseling with a minister at a church, and that's just kind of to help out. And I said, "You know what your problem is? Is your board of directors." He said, "I know that." I said, "Well, here's your problem. You need a board of directors that all makes more money than you do." But here's a church, growing church, they're paying him $30,000 a year to be the minister. That's a big deal to them. He used to make 22, and when he went up $8,000, they've been crying their eyes out ever since. And here's a guy who ought to make $250,000 minimum for salary, because that's what a minister should make, running a church like that, in my mind. But of course, he's got a board of directors of people who all make $25,000, so they think $30,000 is like crazy. So same thing. I go to the Viper Club meetings, right? We do a cruise. We all go to dinner somewhere, and then we all drive to like Dave and Buster's and play video games. So you see 23 Vipers, going up I-95. So it's a lot of fun for us. But I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting, and I've got Russ on my left. This guy used to be a radio station salesperson, sold commercials, got a piece of the action, bought out a partner, got a little bigger piece of the action, bought out the other partner, owned the whole station, bought a second station. He just sold them $53 million. Not a stock plan, not a payment plan. Here's the check, $53 million. Get out of here. He's on my left. On my right, I got Bob. Bob does fundraising stuff, telephone stuff. Just bought his boat. Okay, his boat. He spent $350,000 for his little boat to play around with on the weekends. On the other side of the table, I got an investment banker from South Africa. He spent $80,000 modifying his Viper. And he just modifying the engine so it goes faster. Okay, he's got two other Rolls Royce. He got four or five Ferraris. He's got a place here on Williams Island. He's got a place in Hawaii. He's got a place in Paris, one in South Africa, one in LA. So I say to myself, this is the kind of people to hang around with, because now it opens up my picture window. So here I am, the guy who used to think a car should cost $300, a house should cost $40,000, and a suit should cost $80. Who's now, all of a sudden, my window is bigger, and it gets bigger all the time. But that's, I have attracted those people, and I've manifested those people in my life because of my, I've changed my consciousness. Mm-hmm. So here I am, the high school dropout from Madison, Wisconsin, raised by a single mother, middle kid, who worked as a dishwasher in a pancake house, and I'm having dinner with a guy who sold his station for $53 million, a guy who makes about $20 million a year, and a guy across the table who makes about $50 million a year. How did that happen? Well, my friends, that happened with consciousness.
Right. It didn't happen overnight, but no. It happened gradually. So right now, if you're making $1,000 a month, go find some people that make $3,000 a month. And then when you get to $3,000 a month, go find some people that make $10,000 a month. Because it's easier to find those people when you're higher up in your income level. Like right now, if you're making $1,000 a month, probably hard to hang out with the investor from South Africa, I would assume.
Yeah, because he's going to spend on breakfast what you spend on rent.
Right.
So it's hard to hang with those people. But as you increase your consciousness, you will manifest all of those results.
What's interesting about this, because you never shared that with me, was that, you know, you say, well, Randy Gage, he's pretty much set financially. Who's he hanging out with? Well, you're hanging out with people that are doing even better.
Oh, yeah.
And so it doesn't stop.
I'm a pauper by these people's standards.
That's right.
I'm like a ham and egger. I'm a ham and egger, and I love it. Yeah. I love it.
It's exciting. So, again, challenge yourself. Go home. Turn off the tube tonight. Go and pick up the book, Think and Grow Rich. It's at Barnes & Noble. You can pick it up anytime you want. Pick up any of the books Randy is talking about and start. Just begin the process. Begin the process of change. Any last final words for our listeners here as we're a beautiful 85-degree weather here in Miami in January for the people freezing the rest of the world?
To the serious people, not the tire kickers, not the people who want to pretend that you want to do this or want to tell your sponsor or your spouse you want to do this, but you really want to do this and you want to coach, you want to mentor, you go to that website. What's the URL
again? MLMBreakthrough.com.
MLMBreakthrough.com. Take out your credit card, sign up. Look at the three levels, figure out which is the one you can afford, and sign up for the next highest one. Okay, get out of your comfort zone. Make yourself follow your money, and I'll coach you. I'll yell at you. I'll send you emails. I'll talk to you on the forum. And if you need someone who's going to get in your face and make you see through that bigger window, I'm willing to do. I will meet you halfway. It's going to be a chess game. You make a move, I'll make a move. You make a move, I'll make another move. If you're serious about it, get over there to the site, and I'll see you on the Breakthrough You program.
Awesome. Randy, I know your time is valuable. I appreciate you spending it with me here for an hour. Everybody else, here's what I recommend. Fast forward this tape as usual and listen to it again. With that, talk to y'all later. Bye-bye for now.